Users can now shop within Stories, Reddit launches native video ads, and Snapchat launches developer platform. It's Monday, June 18th, 2018. All that is coming up, along with the week's news quick hits, on episode 326 of Brave Ad World.
New consumers, new media, new strategies. This is Brave Ad World.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 326 of Brave Ad World, the official podcast of BraveAdWorld.com, which combines actionable insights with some of the latest headlines in social media and digital marketing news. Every week, I take the top stories, provide a recap, and then share insights as to what those stories might mean to us as marketers. My name is Taylor Wigert, and we have a lot to get to this week. So let's kick things off with updates to Instagram and Snapchat stories. So Instagram and Snapchat, they are continuing their tit-for-tat, feature-for-feature sort of back-and-forth. This week, the two announced new e-commerce options for their Stories products. Let's start with Snapchat. So Snapchat's launched shoppable Snap ads. They run in Discover on the Discover page, as well as in between Stories. These ads, they display a catalog of products paired with a carousel of product images. What users can do is tap on items to be taken to a brand's website to make a purchase, all within Stories. Snapchat's also working to give advertisers more measurement capabilities by allowing the ads to include what just came out of beta, the Snap Pixel. So that's going to help advertisers measure the value of their actual Snapchat campaigns and help them determine if Snapchat is indeed delivering on for the business. Instagram, they're taking their shoppable tags and bringing them to Stories. So this means Stories are going to be able to feature the shopping bag stickers that are currently available for in-feed ads. Those allow users to tap to get product details and eventually lead to purchase on a brand website. So not only are these shopping bag stickers going to be available in feed, they're going to be available in story as well. Being able to offer end-to-end e-commerce solutions, well, it's certainly a welcome step forward for brands looking to sell online. And as users, they spend more and more time in the Stories environment, introducing the ability to make purchases, well, it just makes sense. Commerce-focused ads, they've proven successful in user feeds, so extending that capability to a product as popular as Stories, that is a natural extension. All right, let's talk next about Reddit and what they're doing in the advertising space, because Reddit is looking to grow its video advertising capabilities with the launch of native video ads. Users will soon see in-stream video ads as well as out-stream video content. The ads will autoplay on desktop and mobile. So currently, video accounts for about 20% of the content viewed by Reddit users, with video views accounting for more than 5 million minutes per day by the Reddit community. Last year, Reddit launched a native video player, so it no longer had to rely on linking to YouTube to let users see video content. And since launching that native player, well, native video views, they've seen 23% month-over-month growth. So naturally, after seeing all of that, Reddit is looking to monetize that and turn all of that video engagement into monetization. As the number three most visited site in the United States, Reddit, they have a massive audience, and the appetite for brands for video, it shows no signs of slowing down. Facebook's inventory, it's only getting tighter. So many brands are looking to other platforms like Twitter to invest some of their video ad dollars. And that's the kind of conversation Reddit wants to be in. The platform has taken steps to become more advertiser friendly and have less of a Wild West sort of feel. This move is one more step in that evolution. It wants to be in the video advertising conversation alongside Facebook, alongside YouTube and Twitter. And it looks like they're starting to get there. All right, let's jump to our last story of the week and talk about Snapchat's new developer platform. So Snapchat's long-awaited developer platform, it's actually finally here. The messaging app, up until just a few months ago, preferred developers not to integrate Snapchat into their apps. It's changed its tune with the launch of SnapKit. So SnapKit will allow developers to make Snapchat a more central part of their apps in a few ways. Creative Kit will allow developers to add their own stickers to the Snapchat camera. Bitmoji Kit will bring Bitmoji stickers to other apps. Login Kit means users will be able to log into apps using their Snapchat user credentials. Finally, Story Kit will allow apps to bring in public stories around particular topics into their apps. Now, there are a handful of examples already in the world. Tinder users, they can now communicate with each other using Bitmoji. And Postmates, it's letting Snapchat users add certain stickers to snaps after an order's been placed. SnapKit, it's not available for everyone. Snapchat is vetting any apps that want to use SnapKit as Snapchat aims to really position itself as a privacy-first platform. Other restrictions are apps won't be able to access data about their users' Snapchat friends or information on their actual users who link their accounts to Snapchat other than their display names and Bitmoji avatars. So it's pretty locked down. Any app that isn't used in 90 days will be disconnected from a user's Snapchat account. The significance of Snapchat's decision to launch SnapKit, it's really rooted in whether or not Snapchat breaking out of its very secluded walled garden and into the app ecosystem will be part of the platform's solution to grow its users, generate revenue, and to a degree win back user trust following backlash over its app redesign earlier this year. Being more pervasive across multiple apps, that could put Snapchat on the radar of more users. And beyond that, being this sort of privacy-focused login alternative, well, that would differentiate Snapchat in the minds of users, particularly when their other options are most likely Facebook, most likely Google. That alone could be a reason for them to give Snapchat a look. All right, that's it for the week's main stories. So now I'm going to dive into the news quick hits, where I'm going to hit other stories that happened this week at a high level that didn't get discussed earlier. LinkedIn, they're launching carousel ads. The units will allow brands to share up to 10 images on cards that users can swipe through. Currently, carousel ads are limited to static images, so video is not intended in the unit as it is on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Not included. I meant to say video is not included in the unit as it is on other platforms like Facebook and Instagram. Facebook has created a central location for users' memories. This includes moments shared with family and friends, along with those major life events that show up in user feeds on certain days. I'm sure you've seen them. With this new section on Facebook, users will have a single place to find on this day, friends made on this day, recaps of memories, and memories you may have missed in one central location. Facebook originally launched these features to spark user sharing of positive content. Everyone can relate to sent message regret. Well, Snapchat's going to remedy that to a degree by allowing users to delete messages from conversations within the app. Up until this point, messages would disappear, but only after the recipient or recipients read them. So if you can't delete it, that kind of defeats the point. All right. The second generation of Snap's spectacles are available for sale, and this time they're easier to find. Users can now purchase them on Amazon. The previous versions were available exclusively from Snap bot vending machines, and because they were so difficult to find, Snapchat was actually left with a huge supply of leftover product. The second generation spectacles are waterproof. They come with a less bulky charging case in different colors, and like I said, they're going to be much more easily accessible for people who want to own them. Facebook is giving users the ability to review brands within the ads activity section of the platform. Users will be asked to complete questionnaires about businesses that they've worked with. Facebook will then use this activity as an input in evaluating business practices, which Facebook will share with businesses if they've received a high degree of feedback. But ultimately, a high volume of negative reviews could lead to Facebook actually banning certain brands from the platform. And lastly, Snapchat is testing a feature called Bounce that would mimic Instagram's boomerang feature. So it looks like Snapchat is ready to copy a little bit of Instagram as well. All right, that is it for episode 326 of Brave App World. Before I let you go, I do want to hear from you. Send questions, send comments. Let me know what you like. Let me know what you don't like to braveappworld@gmail.com. Please rate and review this podcast on iTunes or your platform of choice. It helps me know what you think, and it helps others find the podcast. I can be found on Twitter at TWiegert. That's TWIEGERT. You can also find my personal thoughts and insight on social media and digital marketing at braveadworld.com. That's not getting too much content as of late, but who knows? Thank you so much for listening. Have a great week, and I will see you next time.
Thanks for listening. For more, check out braveadworld.com.